We'll have a few questions and have a minute or two to take a bathroom break for people, or if people want to just take that on their own initiative, that's fine. It's worthy just to mention, Ajahn Pasana just mentioned that the vicar, Christopher Boxley, the one who was talking about the Tory party at prayer, he is still a very avid and active supporter of the monastery and is been very closely associated all these years. And Ajahn Sujito, the one who was with the glasses, who was having the metaphysical discussion, he is now the abbot of Chidhurst, has been for the last 7 or 8 years, and is one of the much beloved and leading members of the community. So, yeah, at the back. If the branch is still attached to the tree, yes. What I suspect was he was chopping that up to put on the bonfire. Yeah, we can't even break a leaf of a plant. So he would have just been, the branch would have been cut off the tree before that. Yeah, Ruth. Well, funnily enough, the lady with the blue headscarf and the little white dogs, Mrs. Mallory, she managed to irritate so many people with her sort of campaigning against the monastery and trying to stir up a local feeling against us, that the British sense of fair play came fully to the fore, and people started to become supportive of us just to annoy her. And she actually, in terms of the problem of traffic, the lanes are extremely small. I mean, there are some places where you have foliage from both banks of the lane will touch both sides of the car at the same time, so the roads are very narrow around there. But she was a large proportion of the traffic going up and down the lane looking for action. So what happened was that people just saw that we were actually very well-behaved people, and that we weren't singing and dancing in the streets, and it was really powerful that actually the discipline, the Vinaya discipline that we kept, actually made us very acceptable because of the system that the Buddha laid down. Even the arms round, you know, you're not allowed to knock on doors, you can't stop people in the street, you can't even make eye contact. So that by keeping the rules very strictly, within a couple of years, there was a very broad sense of good feeling. And then nowadays, we go arms round in the local towns and villages, and just people will just live on the food that's given, like just receiving from alms food from strangers. And more often than not, you know, you don't have to wait for very long before your alms bowl is full. And if it's pouring with rain, it might be a bit of a thin day, but just from strangers, the alms food that we live on, not just in the towns and villages near monasteries, but around the countryside. Quite a few of us have travelled through the country, Tanutaro and Ajahn Jitendra, and myself and others have travelled through England and Ireland for extended periods, just living on the offerings of strangers, quite happily. Joseph.
Wasn't Mrs. Mallory the story that eventually Ajahn Sumedho and the others went along for tea at her house? She said to Ajahn Sumedho, "Oh, I do like tall men."
That was
the. As he was walking out, he said, "I can handle her."
That was one of the incidents where. The other woman who was asking about traffic at the village meeting, Mrs. Evans, she and Mrs. Mallory became sort of compadres. And what happened was that one day they were in the grounds of Chidhurst House wandering about. And Ajahn Anando, who was the second monk at that time, he saw several times in that film, he came up to them. American, Vietnam veteran. he came across them wandering around in the garden, and very politely came up and said, "Well, you know, can I help you? Would you like to come in?" And said, no, we're just looking. And it became apparent that they were basically snooping around, looking to see what was going on and hoping they weren't going to be found. And so the friction between the two parties started growing, and the Venerable Anando slightly lost his temper. So anyway, shortly thereafter, Ajahn Sumedho was called in to do some repairing of fences, and they went down to see Mrs. Evans at her house, which is just down the road. She did live on Chithurst Lane. Mrs. Mallory lived about 7 miles away, which in English rural terms is like very remote. So they took down, they just happened to have staying with us this very, very dignified and good-looking young English, Irish aristocrat called Anthony Fitzgerald. And so he went along with Ajahn Sumedho and went to go and make the peace with Mrs. Mallory. He was also a tall man. And so with Ajahn Sumedho sitting there right beside him, he at one point during the conversation, he leaned forward across the tea table and said, "But you must realize, he is an American." And she said, "Oh, of course, of course." which explained everything. Of course, I was, how silly of me, you know. And the fact that Ajahn Ananda was an American, kind of sort of the realization healed the whole thing. And then when the tea party was over, that's when they stood up and she, I think she said, first of all, "You've got blue eyes." Ajahn Sumedho didn't respond to her. And then she said, "Oh, I do like tall men." Both he and Anthony Fitzgerald cut very fine figures. So. But things are very amicable now. And when they have the winter retreat and we don't go on the alms round, then many of the locals say they miss us. Just local farmers and ordinary people that we hardly ever see. They just miss seeing the sight of the monks and nuns walking through the countryside. Yeah.
What about the relationship with the Evangelical?
Yeah. You see any more of them? Did you ever see any more of them? I think they don't show up. None of that was staged. That actually, as I understand it, that Ajahn Sujito and Aranyapo were actually sort of around for a different shot, and this minister just showed up with a Bible, and they did the interview with him afterwards. But it was completely random. They had the cameras out and the two monks, and then suddenly this guy walks up with a Bible, and so they just filmed it. Okay. Here comes some action, catch it. You know. Yeah. No.
Nowadays, probably 20-22 nuns. That includes the novices. So nuns in brown, maybe 12. All together. Are you talking at Chithurst or just all together in England? In England, yeah, I thought you. Yeah, it's about 22, including the novices. I actually didn't hear you. I mean, soya milk cheese. I can't. Are you asking whether we can eat it or not eat it? Or sorry, it was very clear to me. We can. We receive any kind of food. We don't have any sort of specification as to what we can receive and not receive. We don't have to eat everything. No, we receive everything, but we don't have to eat it all. Fortunately.
I think you're slightly confused between in the morning time, between dawn and noon, we're allowed to receive any kind of alms food. Whatever people offer with a good heart, we should receive appreciatively. unless if it's an animal or a fish that we see here or suspect has been killed especially for us, then we should refuse it. But otherwise, if something is given with a generous heart, then we should accept it appreciatively. But it's entirely up to you whether you eat it or not. That's always the case. In the afternoon, which I won't go into here, there are various things that are allowable as so tonics and medicines and things that are not. So that's where those other elements come in. Yeah, that's in the morning time, that's totally kosher.